Matahari iki padhang.
The sun is bright today.
Keluarga iku seneng.
The family is happy.
Dheweke menyang pantai.
They go to the beach.
Iku ndah banget.
It is very beautiful.
Dheweke nggawe kastil pasir.
They build a sand castle.
Dheweke main ing banyu.
They play in the water.
Anak-anak duweni seneng.
The kids have fun.
Dheweke mangan es krim.
They eat ice cream.
Dheweke ndelok akeh cangkang.
They see many shells.
Wektu kanggo mulih.
It is time to go home.
Dheweke bakal bali enggal.
They will come back soon.
Dheweke duwe wektu apik.
They had a great time.
Akeh wong seneng nonton acara TV.
Many people enjoy watching TV shows.
Ana komedi, drama, lan dokumenter.
There are comedies, dramas, and documentaries.
Akeh wong seneng komedi paling.
Many people like comedies the most.
Friends iku sawijining acara komedi populer.
Friends is a famous comedy show.
Wong-wong tresno tayang iki amarga guyonane.
People love this show for its humor.
Acara populer liyane iku Game of Thrones.
Another popular show is Game of Thrones.
Iki pertunjukan iku drama fantasi.
This show is a fantasy drama.
Akeh penggemar seneng cerita sing nyenengake.
Many fans enjoy the exciting stories.
Acara bisa ngumpulake wong.
TV shows can bring people together.
Dheweke ngobrol babagan momen favorit.
They talk about their favorite moments.
Sawijining acara nggawe kita ngguyu lan mikir.
Some shows make us laugh and think.
Ing pungkasan, kita ngeling-eling iki show.
In the end, we remember these shows.
Acara bisa nginspirasi lan nyambungake kita.
TV shows can inspire and connect us.
Kita seneng nonton dheweke karo keluarga lan kanca.
We love to watch them with family and friends.
Aku mesti wis kepingin lunga ing petualangan backpacking.
I always wanted to go on a backpacking adventure.
Sawise nyimpen duit sajrone setahun, aku pungkasane pesen tiketku.
After saving money for a year, I finally booked my tickets.
Aku ngunjungi Prancis, Spanyol, lan Italia nalika lelunganku.
I visited France, Spain, and Italy during my trip.
Saben nagara duweni budi lan panganan dhewe.
Each country had its own culture and food.
Aku seneng nyoba panganan anyar lan ketemu wong lokal.
I enjoyed trying new foods and meeting local people.
Salah sawijining momen paling apik yaiku nonton srengenge surup.
One of the best moments was watching the sunset.
Lelungan piyambakan gawe aku rumangsa bebas lan seneng.
Traveling alone made me feel free and happy.
Aku nemoni akeh wong sing menarik saka saindenging jagat.
I met many interesting people from around the world.
Aku sinau babagan tradisi lan basa sing beda-beda.
I learned about different traditions and languages.
Panggonan favoritku yaiku pantai cilik ing Spanyol.
My favorite place was a small beach in Spain.
Iku minangka pengalaman sing gumunake sing ora bakal aku lali.
It was an amazing experience that I will never forget.
Aku ngarep bisa backpacking maneh ing mangsa ngarep.
I hope to go backpacking again in the future.
Bengi iki minangka wengi sing nyenengake kanggo penggemar hoki.
Tonight is an exciting night for hockey fans.
Buffalo Sabres ngadepi Carolina Hurricanes.
The Buffalo Sabres are facing the Carolina Hurricanes.
Loro-loro wis padha kerja keras kanggo nyiapake pertandingan iki.
Both teams have worked hard to prepare for this match.
Penggemar seneng kanggo ndeleng pemain favorit ing aksi.
Fans are excited to see their favorite players in action.
Kapinginan lan kerjasama bakal disiapake ing ujian.
Their skills and teamwork will be put to the test.
Energi ing arena bakal dadi listrik.
The energy in the arena will be electric.
Boten tim duwe panggemar sing semangat melu sorak keras.
Both teams have passionate supporters cheering loudly.
Nalika game iki maju, momen kawicaksanan diarepake.
As the game progresses, moments of brilliance are expected.
Sabres bakal ngetut dening pemain bintang kanggo mimpin dalan.
The Sabres will rely on their star players to lead the way.
Semangat kasebut saka nalika puck dijatuhake kanggo tampilan pertama.
The excitement builds as the puck drops for the first face-off.
Saben wong ngarep-ngarep game wengi sing ora iso dilalekake.
Everyone is looking forward to an unforgettable game night.
Final Copa Libertadores iku salah siji saka pertandingan sing paling ditunggu ing bal-balan Amerika Kidul.
The Copa Libertadores final is one of the most anticipated matches in South American football.
Taun iki, loro tim sing kuat wis entuk final. River Plate lan Flamengo.
This year, two formidable teams have reached the final, River Plate and Flamengo.
Kalih tim wis kudu nuduhak keahlian gedhe lan kaprigelan strategis sakjroné turnamen.
Both teams have demonstrated exceptional skill and strategic prowess throughout the tournament.
River Plate ngandelake pertahanan sing solid lan serangan balasan cepet.
River Plate relies on a solid defense and quick counterattacks.
Flamengo, ing tangan liyane, dikenal amarga serangan agresif lan dolanan dinamis.
Flamengo, on the other hand, is known for its aggressive offense and dynamic play.
Nalika tim-tim nyiapake kanggo kick-off, ketegangan ngisi hawa ing stadion.
As the teams prepare for kick-off, tension fills the air in the stadium.
Panjungrun saka loro klub ngisi bangku, ngibing gendong lan nyanyi lagu.
Fans from both clubs fill the stands, waving flags and chanting songs.
Wasit menehi jam, siap kanggo miwiti pertandingan.
The referee checks his watch, ready to start the match.
Nalika swara nyebul, wong akeh wiwit sorak-sorak, nandani wiwitan pertemuan sing nyenengake.
As the whistle blows, the crowd erupts into cheers, marking the beginning of an exhilarating clash.
Strategi sing digunakake dening loro manajer bakal ngaruhi asil banget.
The strategies employed by both managers will greatly influence the outcome.
Nalika peluit pungkasan nyedaki, saben wong ngrasakake bobot menit.
As the final whistle approaches, everyone senses the gravity of the moment.
Pertandingan iki ora mung dolanan, iku minangka perayaan semangat lan sportivitas.
This match is not just a game, it is a celebration of passion and sportsmanship.
Ing panelus kanggo masa depan sing lestari, inovasi energi terbarukan muncul minangka utama.
In the quest for a sustainable future, renewable energy innovations emerge as paramount.
Saka daya tenaga surya nganti turbin angin, spektrum pilihan iku macem-macem nanging saling nyambung.
From solar power to wind turbines, the spectrum of options is diverse yet interconnected.
Inovasi kayata sel fotovoltaik, gunakake energi srengenge kanthi efisiensi, sing mengesankan.
Innovations such as photovoltaic cells harness the sun's energy with impressive efficiency.
Transisi menyang sumber renewable mbutuhake investasi signifikan lan dukungan publik.
Transitioning to renewable sources requires significant investment and public support.
Teknologi anyar, kayata sistem panyimpen energi, duweni peran penting ing evolusi iki.
Emerging technologies, such as energy storage systems, play a crucial role in this evolution.
Saliyane, kemajuan ing teknologi energi angin janji nyudo emisi karbon.
Additionally, advancements in wind energy technology promise a reduction in carbon emissions.
Usaha global kanggo nglawan owah-owahan iklim butuhake inovasi sing lestari lan efisien.
Global efforts to combat climate change necessitate innovations that are both sustainable and efficient.
Pungkasan, fusi teknik inovatif bakal mbukak dalan kanggo donya sing luwih ijo.
Ultimately, the fusion of innovative techniques will pave the way for a greener world.
Nalika kita ngupayakake kemajuan iki, implikasi kanggo jaringan energi banget mendalam.
As we harness these advancements, the implications for energy networks are profound.
Ing kesimpulan, evolusi energi terbarukan iku ora mung sawijining usaha ilmiah, nanging uga wujud sosial.
In conclusion, the evolution of renewable energy is not merely a scientific endeavor but a societal imperative.